Welcome to Under the Microscope. I'm Tyler Adkisson. The fight over food containing genetically modified ingredients is at a fever pitch. The U.S. House passed a bill limiting labels for GMO food, but the policy debate is not over. As Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports, the battle over GMOs includes a little science, lots of money, and a food system under fire.
A classic summertime music festival. An indie pop band on stage, long lines at the beer booth. Today, on a hot summer Saturday in Kansas City, it's the Chipotle Cultivate Festival. Sort of like a Grateful Dead concert with free burritos. Chipotle, the Mexican chain whose slogan is Food with Integrity, was the first national company to cook solely with ingredients free from genetic engineering. Lined up at an exhibit on GMOs is Julie Godshaw Linneman, wearing a flowered garland in her hair. She supports GMO labels and likens it to a problem from the past.
Oh, about like cigarettes that everyone thought it was good, and then all of a sudden we realized it was bad and nobody really did anything until they started putting the warnings on the packaging and more people became more aware of it.
Surveys show the majority of consumers want their food labeled with GMO information, even though the world's leading scientists say GMOs are safe.
There's a lot of confusion, and it's not accidental that there's confusion.
Congressman Mike Pompeo, a Kansas Republican, is on the other side of the GMO debate than those at the Chipotle Festival. Pompeo was the sponsor of the bill recently passed by the U.S. House that bars states from requiring GMO labels. He blames the anti-GMO crowd for suggesting that GM food isn't safe.
Both sides, all sides, however you like to think about it, have political and economic interests. They have skin in the game.
That's Carmen Bain, an associate sociology professor at Iowa State who's been researching GMOs. Most processed foods contain GMOs, especially anything with corn, soybeans, or sugar beets. Still, Vermont passed a bill requiring a label on all foods containing those ingredients. It's the first in the country and set to take effect next July. That's exactly what Pompeo's bill is aimed at, trying to preempt the state laws and make labeling GMOs voluntary.
GMO seeds are just one of the many ways Monsanto is helping farmers sustainably grow enough for a growing world.
That's a promotional video from Monsanto. Millions from the global biotech giant, along with big food and beverage companies like PepsiCo and Kraft, were behind the anti-labeling bill. They think the labels could hurt profits.
GMOs is really a proxy for many of the broader social and economic and political concerns that they have, in particular about the agri-food system.
Things like corporate control and industrial-sized food production. Lori DeMeritt is the CEO of the Hartman Group, which does consumer research for food companies. She says GMOs have become a buzzword for what people want or don't want.
When we talk about what's sort of the number one trend or long-term change in what's going on in food culture today, what we found over the years is that consumers are really looking for products that appear or perceive to be fresh, real, and less processed.
It's our last song. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us.
Despite what those at the Chipotle Festival may want, the Obama administration has remained neutral on the anti-labeling bill, even as it heads for the Senate. The White House also pointed out that there's already a government-sanctioned program for labeling food as non-GMO. It's called organic. And if you buy anything with that green USDA stamp, you will be eating GMO-free food. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.